Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and I am thrilled to say that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bits for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson coming from our West Houston studio. We're continue to do social distancing.
I'm beginning to take it personal.
Well, you should. You should. need a little time off. No, seriously. Looking forward to this coming week when we hear from Governor Greg Abbott as to the next phase of reopening of the Texas economy. And I tell you what, there seems to be a lot of pent-up demand all across
yes.
the country.
Hey, the barbershops, beauty salons, I mean, they're all getting all the business. I say that. Hopefully they're getting all the business they can stand. I've seen stories of people that are, you know, people are just lining up to get in.
Absolutely. And talking about people just itching to get going, it is, we're on the threshold of the 2020 version of the CCA Texas Star Tournament. And there was a question mark as to whether or not the tournament was going to start on time. It will start next weekend.
And there's nothing like it, friends. I tell you what, it's a great, great event.
Absolutely. And to give us a preview of all the great prizes that can be won and all the excitement that's generated each year, CCA Texas Star Tournament Assistant Director Dylan Sassman will be joining us later in the program with an update. We've got some other news from Texas as well as around the country. So good show headed your way. So everybody stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Enter at StarTournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And a lot of excitement is going on with actually some fairly mild weather for the month of May, Harold. I mean, we got a little warm-up that we're experiencing and some wet weather through this weekend. But next week, goodness, we're moving into the back half of May with nighttime lows in southeast Texas at least dropping back into the 60s, which makes for some pretty good nighttime hunting.
Sure does.
So, and here's something else on that idea. Was looking at some of the news feeds this week, and they were talking about the price of groceries. I thought it was just me because that I hadn't been to the store. Because when I did go to the grocery store, I went, golly, sure seemed like I spent a lot. But prices have gone up.
Yeah.
Eggs, 16%.
Wow.
I saw where pork was up 10%. And as they said pork was up 10%, I'm going, why are you spending money at the grocery store on pork? We have other options, right?
Must be a Democrat politician. They love pork.
Well, I'm thinking about getting out and getting after some wild hogs.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
You know, the subsistence hunting is coming back in vogue.
Indeed.
So
for good reasons.
Absolutely. I know that you eat out a bunch, and I have ventured out at really very specific off times to, you know, to eat, you know, not knowing how this social distancing and how the restaurants are handling things.
Right, right.
But friend, you know, our friend Richard Jew, I hollered at him and I said, y'all are doing in dining? And he goes, no. He said, downtown Houston still kind of shut down and it really doesn't warrant. They're still just doing takeout.
Ah, so, okay.
That's something that we need to remind folks is, again, restaurants, whether it's dining in or continuing to take out, we need to continue to support our friends.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, my neighborhood place, the Backyard Grill out at Jones Road and West Road in Houston, they've done an amazing job. They were already set up for takeout, fortunately, but they've really done a great job. They've like redone everything in the place, you know, sanded the floor, redone the booths. They're keeping their people busy, which was wonderful. And then with the opening up, they are just amazing with, you know, the cleaning and even, you know, even wiping your credit card, you know, with a proper towel, a Clorox or whatever, before they give you your credit card back, stuff like that. And they're doing an amazing job. And, of course, they're doing the face mask. I have to compliment all the girls. I think every bartender there has blue eyes, so I have to compliment their eyes overlooking the mask, you know. But they're doing a great job. And, like I say, support your friends so we can keep them going.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned haircuts, barbershops, things of that nature starting to reopen. Once you take care of the bill, if you can, try to tip a little stronger if you're not in a pinch already.
Correct.
But just to kind of help them catch up a little bit.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. We've got some news from the Lone Star State, and on Friday of this week, the Gulf of Mexico commercial shrimp season closed in both state and federal waters. That's an annual closure to allow shrimp to get to a more larger, better size, and it will reopen sometime. They always say to be determined date in July. Typically, that's around July 15, and then all of us that love to go offshore, we get excited because we have many, many more targets in which we can run offshore and fish around. Also, the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, has been rescheduled to November 5th and 8th at Lake Fork and Quitman. The tournament was originally scheduled for June 5 through 9, but was moved back amid the ongoing public health situation. You got anything that you picked up in the world of news?
Yeah, which, I mean, I say is amusing, and you go like, really? But yeah, our friends at Ford, okay, they're taking bird poop very seriously.
What?
Yes, leaving it on a car, you know, is not a good idea because it can damage your paint job. So people are driving less due to stay-at-home orders, so car owners may not realize that the poop is potentially piling up on their vehicle. So knowing that some people don't wash it off right away, Ford uses imitation bird droppings to test paint. The bird poop test is one of the ordeals. Paint samples are put through to make sure a vehicle's shiny protective coating has the optimum makeup to resist that messy, messy impact. So they suggest, you know, simply, you know, wash your vehicle regularly with a sponge, lukewarm water containing some kind of neutral pH soap, and gently remove those harmless-looking substances from the paintwork immediately. But it does, you know, it piles up, just like the love bugs, you know, when you squish them. Get those things off because they'll mess up your paint job.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you don't want to get yourself wet and dirty, support your local car wash.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
Somebody else that needs some help.
Well, hopefully all the teenagers will start their car wash things again. Yeah, the fundraisers, right.
Absolutely. Got some news from Southwick Associates. Always great to see what these people come up with as they have their hunter survey, shooter survey, and angler surveys that they glean a lot of information. And, you know, for years, people have been trying to bury printed publications, magazines in particular, saying, oh, the Internet's going to just take it away. Well, not so amongst hunters and shooters, because it's almost a dead heat as to their preferred outdoor media source amongst hunters and shooters between the Internet, social media, and magazines. And to that, I will tell you that magazines that have existed and weathered all the different storms, there's some credibility there that you may not find on some of those here today, gone tomorrow websites on the Internet.
Absolutely. Okay, well, your magazine, Texas Outdoors Journal, how many years now?
28.
Pretty good run.
Yeah, it has been.
Wait, that's only a year longer than our radio show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and likewise, as far as anglers go, the preferred media option, they are 1-2 as well. Nobody has a golden wand. You know, it's kind of like your doctor.
Yep.
Get a second opinion and make sure your sources of information are reliable.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. You got anything else in the shooting world that you have picked up?
Well, something that, you know, our wonderful game wardens, though, because it's always interesting. Their life is quite an adventure because they're the most trained law officers, I think, on the planet, and they do a lot of different things. But this this one from their notes, it was called This Is Hawkward. A Hardin County game warden was at the Beaumont District office when he received a call from the manager of the local Office Depot. They had a small hawk flying around inside the store and couldn't get it to leave, even though they had the front and back roll-up doors open. Warden recruited a licensed falconer who was experienced in handling and trapping birds of prey to help him catch the hawk. After the falconer arrived on the scene with a hawk trap and some live bait, they soon discovered that although the bird resembled a hawk, it was in fact a large nighthawk. Or nightjar, which I've never heard the term nightjar, feeds on insects, rendering the trap idea useless. Undeterred, the warden and his falconer friend resorted to the old game warden standby, a ladder and a net. After what resembled a scene from America's Funniest Home Videos, they were able to finally corral the bird in a back hallway, catch it in the dip net. It was released outside, where it flew off unharmed. The manager of the Office Depot store was very grateful. The bird was removed and would not be setting off the alarm system after closing. That's a good point. Game wardens, you never know what the call's going to be.
Very good, yeah. No, they get all sorts of calls and come to the aid of folks in a variety of ways. We appreciate those men and women that serve Texas well.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Uh-huh.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. With the cooler weather we mentioned earlier in the program, our nighttime hunting season, comfortable nighttime hunting season, continues, and it's time to get out and hunt hogs. Don't forget you can hunt free-ranging exotics at night. They're an unregulated species as well. And Clifford Cheadle wanted me to remind folks that they are now the distributor for Synox, a low-lux camera. The Aurora Sport, Black, and Base models are all now in stock and available. These are moonlight capable and can record in color in low light conditions. He said they also have a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion binoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit ThirdCoastThermal.com or call 832-827-4574. How about our best bets? What are those looking like, Harold?
Let's take a peek. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is our best day of the week. The Sunday's rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday plunges to poor. Thursday's another fair day. Friday as well as next Saturday and Sunday are three good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until just after the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that'll find this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from late morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, May the 22nd, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, as well as Monday through Friday, are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day.
All right, staying on the coast, we've had some wind in parts of the Texas and Louisiana coast to deal with, but it looks as though conditions are starting to settle and fishing really starting to take off. Here we are mid-May, and speckled trout as well as redfish over on Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana continues to be good. Redfish activity has been best around the jetties and along the ship channel. Speckled trout, again, the south end of the lake has been most productive. In East Galveston Bay and throughout the Galveston Bay complex, when the light winds blow, you might want to be looking at the surf. We heard from Captain Tommy Koontz last week down in Matagorda that that is one of his favorite spots, and that is starting to produce literally from Sabine all the way down to the Matagorda area. Around the Texas City Dyke, speckled trout have been good along the shoreline. Sheephead have been good around the dike, on mullet. In Freeport, sheephead have been found around the oyster reefs with a good bite on live bait. West Matagorda, redfish have been good on live bait. Trout are spawning in West Matagorda and primarily found in the channels and grass flats. Heading to Baffin Bay, where good fishing for trout, redfish, and flounder continues. Most are found in shallow water less than 4 feet deep. The darker colors will perform best when the water is stirred up and a bit off color. Out of Port Mansfield, got a report that says don't give up on the fish after these fronts have blown water back in the bays. Tread and trout and flounder are moving in the high water. Topwater, live shrimp, gulp, and Kelly Wigglers are all good. Red and trouts are also on the flats in 3 to 5 feet of water. Good red snapper fishing is good in Texas waters. Let me tell you, there's not been a lot of pressure offshore, and before the federal season opens June 1, good chance to get out and hit those reefs. In Port Isabel, sheephead are good around the rocks on mullet, and on South Padre, black drummer in deeper water and best on blue crab, while redfish are shallow over the grass flats. How about our lakes?
Yeah, let's hit East Texas. This is a busy report. Things are really jumping out there. B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are good popping topwaters on points and shallows early and late. During the day, use spinners and rigged soft plastics to work the same areas. Crappie are good with minnows. Caddo, largemouth bass are excellent in shallow water near trees and cover in 1 to 4 feet, fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwater and rattlebaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and submerged structure. White bass are excellent on jigs and small crankbaits in the main lake. Conroe, largemouth bass are good fishing deeper cover with Carolina rigs, spinners, and crankbait between 5 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, moving from structures to structures. Catfish are good on stinkbait, cutbait, and small minnows deep. Fork, largemouth bass are excellent on plastic worms, topwater, and chatterbaits near the roadbeds, submerged structure, and points in 8 to 12 feet of water. Use plastic frogs in shallow grass and lily pads. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in 12 to 20 feet in brush piles. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, frogs, topwater baits, and Carolina rig creature baits in 12 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the standing timber areas along the creek channel and brush piles in 8 to 15 feet. Livingston, black bass are good on staying north, trying naturally colored plastic baits, spinners, and some creature baits. Crappie are best on minnows and jigs. Nagenich, largemouth bass are good working points in a few shallow spots. Nothing seems to be better than weighted Carolina rigged worms. Crappie remain good on jigs. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on drops, points, and those bassy vegetative spots. Use topwaters like buzz baits and poppers early in the day. Weighted worms in vegetation and spinners to hit the perfect 10 to 15 foot depth. Crappie remain excellent on minnows and jigs near the shore. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass remain good fishing Texas islands as they are hitting hard and fast. Best baits are drop shots and walking baits. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles and in the shadows of timber, still around 15 feet. Athens, largemouth bass are good on weightless worms, chatter baits, bladed spinner baits, working the vegetation edges and grasslands. Topwaters are effective along grassy shorelines and plastic frogs in the lily pads and weeds. Bastrop, largemouth bass are good fishing grass lines and brushy coves on Carolina rig plastics, stick baits, and plastic frogs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs on brush piles and standing timber. Belton, black bass are good in creeks, gravel beds, and grassy coves on crankbaits, bladed spinners, and Carolina rigged worms. White bass are excellent in the main lake with slabs and swim baits. Hybrid stripers are good trolling jigs and live bait in the main lake. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near structure and brush piles in 12 to 18 feet of water. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, buzz baits, crankbaits in 6 to 15 feet off the main lake points, rock ledges, and drop-offs. Palestine, largemouth bass are excellent working Texas rig soft plastics, swim baits, and crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around bridges and marinas in 10 to 18 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are very good on slabs and live bait. White bass are excellent on swim baits and slabs in 25 to 45 feet of water. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are excellent on crankbaits, swim baits, and frogs, topwater baits, fishing 5 to 18 feet near submerged vegetation. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits under birds or deeper near the main lake points, flats, and humps, and marking large bait schools on the sonar, if you got it. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near structure and brush piles. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are excellent, fishing white or chrome slabs and jigs in 15 to 30 feet. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in 14 to 20 feet. Largemouth bass are excellent with plastic frogs and worms, crankbaits, jerkbaits, topwaters near the points, rocks, and grass ledges. Stillhouse, black bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and Carolina rig soft plastic worms, working vegetation in 10 feet, working the brush, rock bluffs, or the roadbeds. Smallmouth bass are good with small plastic grubs near rocky banks and bluffs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and standing structure in 12 to 20 feet. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait in 4 to 12 feet. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and square-bill crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet of water. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and slab spoons. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around the brush piles, docks, and marinas. Texoma,
Striped bass and white bass are excellent on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Diving birds are marking feeding schools on the surface throughout the lake. Largemouth bass are good fishing plastic creatures, shaky worms, swim baits, crankbaits in 6 to 18 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, marinas, and brush piles in 8 to 15 feet. Whitney, black bass are good on crankbaits, topwaters early, plastic worms later in the day, fishing 8 to 18 feet. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are excellent on jigging slabs and live bait, fishing the main lake drop-offs and humps. Watch for diving birds working the feeding schools. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and bladed spinners and crankbaits, fishing dock structures and brushy shorelines in 6 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows. I'm going to take a breath.
Yeah, I tell you what, you could have just shortened that report up and just said, hey, based on what we're seeing, yeah. Everything's good or excellent, go fishing.
Good, right.
All right, let's head out south down Del Rio Way where Amistad Reservoir, black bass fishing's good, conditions continue to warm. The north part of the lake in the Devil's River has been good on topwater creatures and worm rigs and around points on spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Falcon Reservoir is about 41 feet low, but it is fishing really very, very good. Lots of fish and some really good ones are being concentrated for black bass. That remains great on crankbaits and the Carolina rig. The crappie are excellent in deeper brush piles, and they've been finding them on electronics also stacked up around the rocky break lines in water about 15 feet or so. Heading to Lake Allen Henry where the black bass, looks like the spawn may be winding down there. But good fishing continues on soft plastics and jigs around a variety of structure, including shallow drops, points, and cover. Lake Coleman, largemouth bass are good. They're working a little bit deeper around points, around vegetation, on jerkbaits, jigs, spinners, and worms. Harold, tell us about the Hill Country Lake.
Yes, do. I'm going to head up there. In fact, I'm going to go there a little later today. Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with green and brown colored plastic worms, jerkbaits, and crankbaits working along grass edges in 6 to 15 feet. Early morning bite with plastic frogs is going on in the grassy areas. Striped bass are good with slabs, jigging spoons, and live bait. Crappie are good on jigs, minnows in 8 to 15 feet of water fishing timber. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs and topwater baits when schools are near the surface. Largemouth bass are excellent in brushy shorelines, gravel beds, road beds with square-billed crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic lizards, and bladed spinners, with some fish taken early with topwater plugs and plastic frogs. LBJ. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around brush piles, marinas, and docks. White bass are good over main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet of water. Catfish are good on cut bait and prepared bait in 5 to 15 feet of water. Medina. Black bass remain good, finding the drop-off points with jigs, crankbaits, and spinners. Travis. Largemouth bass are excellent, fishing 6 to 14 feet of water with wacky worms, topwaters early, and square-billed crankbaits. Plastic frogs are effective in grass and lily pads. White bass are excellent with jigs, crankbaits, and slabs working main lake points and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 20 feet of water. Waco. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs fishing structure up to 20 feet or down to 20 feet. Sunfish are very good on worms or crickets. Channel and blue cats are good on cut bait and prepared bait.
All right, on the hunting scene this Sunday, May 17th, the North Zone spring turkey season closes. Next weekend, May 23rd through the 24th, is the North Zone youth-only spring turkey season. That'll wrap up our annual spring gobble. Through May 31st, the 51 East Texas County squirrel season continues. And through August 31, the South Zone javelina season and other open counties, for squirrel, continue.
You always choke on
squirrel. Yeah, you've been on or off-road this week?
Both. Not major off-road. Again, that, you asked that question like last week on a vehicle, skid plates. But you can always get them, as an accessory. But this is the very proper size, I think. 2020 Chevrolet Traverse, all-wheel drive, high country.
which means it's got all kinds of plush extra stuff being the high country. But it's a great vehicle. It's a midsize SUV. Got a really nice 3.6 liter V6 engine mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission, putting out 310 horsepower, 266 pound-feet of torque, towing capacity of 5,000 pounds. Differential automatic locking rear, because like this thing's all-wheel drive, so you can hit that button to lock your diff if you get into some goop. But again, it's not, you know, this is not meant to be a hill climber, but it can get you out of a lot of stuff and through a lot of stuff, especially out there in the country. Good stuff, though. We got rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, blind zone alert, following distance indicator, forward collision alert, enhanced automatic emergency brakes, departure warning, front pedestrian braking. It's a heck of a vehicle. Good-looking car, too. Great, great inside. Outside, you've got your dual sunroof, outside heated power mirrors, and more. Inside, leather-appointed seat trim. Seating for seven. It's a three-row. Adjustable driver and passenger seats. The back seat is a fold-down bench. I get a lot of storage in the back end of this puppy. Rear camera mirror, which is great. You don't get mud on the camera in the back. Tri-zone AC. 8-inch diagonal color touchscreen and more. Adaptive cruise, Bose premium sound system. Great vehicle. Good looking, too. Base price on it is 53. This one was loaded with everything you could get at 55. Like I say, right now they're making deals out there, friends. Check out the, you know, those long, easy terms. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 25 on the highway. The 2020 Chevy Traverse all-wheel drive, high country.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dylan Sassman will be joining us. We're going to preview the upcoming CCA Star Tournament.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We are back with more Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Getting lots of reports of fawns starting to hit the ground all across parts of the Lone Star State. and that's going to continue for another month or so. Really need to get some fortified cottonseed out there for those mama deer to maintain milk production, as well as continue to help bucks that are now putting on their headgear that we'll be looking at next fall. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Our guest today is, he was a youngster a few years ago when he first came on the show, and I guess he's finally pushed the old guy out. Dylan Sassman is the assistant director for CCA Texas Star Tournament. And so have you now officially replaced Bill Kenny, or is he just off loafing?
No, we're all running around busy right now.
So. Well, Bill, Dylan, this is Harold. Bill talking about your aging. I mean, anybody hanging around Bill Kenny a lot kind of ages quickly, don't they?
I'll leave that one to you. I'm going to stay out of that.
Well, and I tell you what, picking on Dylan just a little bit.
Yeah.
Got a press release in advance when the tournament committee decided that they were going to push the go button and start the tournament and make some adjustments we're going to talk about in a moment. But, the old school of make your press release no more than two pages. But, Dylan, you could go with a little larger typeface. You know, this thing, I've got glasses and cheaters both on, I think, to read it. This is a full year. How many years has Star been around?
This is year 31 in a row.
That's amazing. All right, first thing before people forget, we are the weekend before the tournament starts, but even more importantly, you all extended the early bird deadline, right?
Yes, sir. Usually early bird, we close at the last Friday in April, but, with everything going on, kind of disruption in the world, we, us and tournament committee felt it was appropriate to extend it all the way to May 22nd. As long as you get in before the tournament actually kicks off on the 23rd, you're automatically in the early bird.
And what is the early bird, Dylan?
Top prize in the early bird is a 210 Dargle Scout with an Evinrude motor and a Coastline trailer. And then we've got 20 other great prizes from prints to Yeti bags to all kinds of goodies.
And that's just a random drawing, right?
Yes, sir, for everybody entered by May 22nd this year.
Cool.
That early bird package, is that coming with a Coastline trailer or McLean trailer?
McLean trailer, I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to make sure our buddy Britton McLean, is recognized for that donation. And I guess over the next few days, y'all are going to be out, or have you already released redfish, or can you disclose that information?
Some areas are working on it. Lower Laguna Madre, we're doing Sunday or Monday, depending on kind of we're watching the storms right now.
Right. Yeah. Is it going to be 60 tag redfish again?
Yes, sir. All up from the Sabine to the Rio Grande, like we say, we've got a great group of volunteers. They're running around all over the place, getting them tagged, getting moved around and staged, ready to go.
Well, the beauty of that is, too, is that you deposit those fish where people fish because you want people to catch them, don't you?
Absolutely. We've been averaging about 33% catch rate just over the course of the tournament every year. Where you compare that to like a Parks and Wildlife tagging program, they're looking at 3-4% return annually. So we put them where people are going to catch them. They don't go very far, and they're hungry.
We're looking at that tagged redfish, what is the package this year?
We're sticking with the same, the Haney Bigfoot, Mercury Marine outboard, and Coastline trailer on that one. So we've got the first five already built. They're at the Haney shop right now getting built. So we need those gone. We need those caught. We need them claimed.
And does a Ford truck come with it again this year for the first five?
Absolutely, for the first five. The next five, you got to find your buddy to help you pull it home, but...
Yeah, what truck is it, Dylan?
That's the Ford F-150 XLT package, the Super Cab.
Yeah, great.
All right, good-looking truck.
Also, before we have to get to our break, Bill, Dylan, isn't there also a drawing for people who just signed up for the tournament? You've got the early bird, but also isn't there another chance for just signing up for the tournament?
Absolutely. It's the same package as the early bird, you know, the Dargo Scout, McLean Trailer, Evinrude Motor, but just anybody that signs up for the tournament.
All right. Hey, listen, we do need to take a break, so Dylan, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our preview of the 2020 edition CCA Texas Star Tournament right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working with Cotton Gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Dylan Sassman, Assistant Director of CCA Texas Star Tournament. Harold, I know you want to ask about your little nippers.
Yes, and that is my favorite category for this. And we need to also talk about the species and stuff that people are going for, Dylan. But, yeah, that's the Star Kids. I mean, those kids are vying for a big, big scholarship. And what's the money and what are those ages?
Absolutely. So the Star Kids division is ages 6 through 10, and you just have to be 6 during 2020. If that's December 31st, you're eligible. Just anywhere in the year, and that's three $50,000 scholarships. Yeah, for the largest flounder, gaff top, and sheep's head.
How about the next class, Star Teens?
Star Teens, that was ages 11 through 17. Same $25,000 scholarship for those, flounder, gaff top, sheep's head. For the teens, we've also got upper, middle, and lower coast trout divisions, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Well, and you know, with less fishing activity due to the coronavirus outbreak, I've said that fishing pressure hasn't been quite as great this spring, and there's been some great trout caught. You mentioned the kids, upper, middle, and lower divisions, but we've got that on the adult side, too, for trout minimum 8 pounds and larger, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly correct. We've been seeing a lot of good fish caught lately.
Yeah, Dylan, we like to tell people that if you're going to fish the coast, if you think you're going to fish the coast, if you ever dreamed of fishing the coast, sign up for the CCA Star Tournament, because that is a fabulous insurance policy for a little amount of money. Tell everybody, you know, where they sign up, how they sign up, and what else. I mean, you sign up, but also you get a magazine, a membership card, right? You get all kind of stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You get the stickers, Currents and Tide magazine subscription. The easiest place to go to sign up is startournament.org. If you need help there, our phone number is listed, or any of the way stations as well. You can sign up in person there. But startournament.org is the easiest place to go right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can also tune in once the tournament starts each week here on Texas Outdoor News, because we're not going to give you just a smattering of highlights. We're going to give you the full weekly leaderboard rundown. There's also an offshore division, and what species are we have available offshore?
So for offshore, we've got kingfish, dolphin, and ling, and for each one of those categories, you'll take home a Polaris Ranger Crew 570, brought to you from Hoff Power Polaris.
Okay. That's a heck of a deal. And of course, this is the big push, and as we have told people, this is the big membership push every year for CCA, and with a lot of fundraising events that have been shut down again due to what we're dealing with across the country, this is really important. It's time for everybody to step up and join and support CCA, because y'all have projects and points of interest or things of interest that y'all are following, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as of now, I believe through the some of our habitat arms, we've got a artificial reef off of just about every major port along the Texas coast and countless other inshore projects.
Well, it is 31 years and continuing to grow. It is exciting. Just a reminder, the early bird, you've got to be signed up by 11:59 this coming Friday to be in that drawing for that 210 Dargle Scout, the Evan Rude 150, and the McLean Trader Package. And then the tournament starts, is it sunrise on Saturday, or what time do we start on Saturday morning?
It is 7 a.m. on Saturday morning.
7 a.m., okay, all right. And that will run all the way to Labor Day Monday, September 7th at 5 p.m. Again, the website, startournament.org. Dylan, anything else before we let you go? We got about 20 seconds left before we run out of time, my friend.
You know, like Harold mentioned, it's cheap insurance. Kids fridge free with their $10 CCA membership, and for adults, it's only $35 CCA membership and $25 star entry. You don't want to be caught without your insurance out there this summer.
I'm signed up, and Bill Jr. is signed up already, so we're good to go. Hey, Dylan, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you, Dylan. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Hey, did you know that the CCA Star Tournament is starting on May 23rd?
No, really?
Yes. Wow. May 23 to September 7th. Friends, you got to sign up for this thing. Go to ccatexas.org. Of course, remember on May 25th, Memorial Day, let's honor those that have passed away serving in the United States Armed Forces. Bill mentioned earlier all of those wonderful organizations that have had to postpone their fundraisers, whether it's, you know, ducks.org or remef.org or nwtf.org or any of those sites of those organizations. Go on them. Renew your membership. Up your membership, send a little money in, whatever, support them as best you can, and then once everything gets open again, go to those great events when they are rescheduled in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Want to thank our guest today, Dylan Sassman, who's the assistant director of CCA Texas Star Tournament. Young man that's working right alongside our old buddy, Uncle Bill Kinney.
You bet.
And great opportunity to support this organization that supports all of our coastal resources. As we keep saying, the tournament starts next Saturday and runs through Labor Day Monday at 5 o'clock.
So, well, that's a great organization, and they're the classic example of an organization like that that has done it right and keeps doing it better.
Yeah, you know, there's always differences of opinions on how to do things, but you know what? They are the voice. Like NRA is our voice on shooting, but CCA is out there and certainly has made a difference. So please get out and support, and as Harold says, if you're going fishing, you got to be signed up. You do not want to be on the water and end up catching a tag redfish or a big oversized fish.
Right.
Because if we hear about it, we're going to talk about them, aren't we, Harold?
And we're going to embarrass you as best we can, because that's a group therapy group that you know, we have every year, people that caught them and they hadn't signed up. And they check your friends and they look at them and they polygraph you and all that kind of stuff, you know. So no cheating. Do it right. And it's too easy to do it the right way, okay?
Absolutely.
That's right. Anyway, do check out our website, please, TexasOutdoorNews.com. And if you can go, what do they say? All the shows are there, friends. We archive everything. Just go to listen to the show and click on them, and there they are, so you can play them over and over again and pick up that good information. Or you may have heard something 5 years ago. I wish I could hear that again. Well, it's there, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So get on out there. Now's the chance. Like I said, Bill said, you know, fishing pressure is real light right now, and so is the hunting pressure. So get out there. Enjoy our great outdoors. Do it safe, whether you're on the water or in the field. Be safe out there. So you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.